Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Dr. Kathy Simmons, DVM, the chief veterinarian with NCBA, and we've been talking ADUFA. No, you didn't. I didn't mispronounce that. But Dr. Simmons is going to explain to us how it is really, really important to all cattle producers, all livestock producers.
Thank you, Kyle. Yes, the ADUFA reauthorization, or the Animal Drug User Fee Act reauthorization, comes about through Congress every 5 years. And that provides congressional funding to the Food and Drug Administration, Center for Veterinary Medicine, so that they can review and approve new animal drugs. So it goes to the Office of New Animal Drug Approvals and allows them to hire sufficient personnel and sufficient quality of reviewers with expertise to get this job done. It's important both to the pharmaceutical industry and to production animal medicine, because what happens is, if we don't have these drugs, we certainly have a limited supply in our toolbox to fight disease.
Certainly, if it gets approved, I mean, it's probably going to get approved, but what are all the details are probably what the issue is.
Well, let me just tell you, there is a deadline. We need to have it approved by September 30th of 2023, and you know how difficult it's been for Congress to meet deadlines in recent years. So we want to meet this deadline, because if we don't, then the funding will expire to the agency, and they might have to lay off personnel and whatnot. It's important because it allows us to get innovative new drugs. Now, we want it to be a clean reauthorization, and you say, well, what's that mean? That means that we don't want any post-market amendments. And these post-market amendments are often very controversial. They're things that they can't attach somewhere else, or they can't run maybe as a separate bill. So there can be a lot of debate over them, and that can stall the reauthorization process. So that's one reason we don't want it. Some of them are ill-founded and maybe not good ideas, so we would have to fight those. Past post-market amendments would be the FDA's annual summary of medically important antimicrobials sold and distributed to food animals. That was an ADUFA amendment. Another ADUFA amendment is this upcoming Guidance for Industry number 263 that takes the OTC medically important antimicrobials, or those sold over the counter, and puts them under veterinary oversight.
So, of course, NCBA, it makes perfect sense that they would be involved. What are there a lot of organizations that are trying to be involved with crafting this?
Most of the crafting is done between the Federal Drug Administration and the representatives for the major pharmaceutical groups. And, you know, certain things will be put in as the ADUFA package. Last time around in ADUFA 4, it was conditional approval of some of these drugs, where you could speed up the approval process as long as you had safety data. And some of the other data could be produced at a later date. So we're always looking for, you know, ways to craft a new ADUFA act that will, you know, provide benefits to both the pharmaceutical industry and to the end users in production animal medicine. We come in a little later in the process. We spoke at the public comment period, at the public meeting, and stressed the importance of this to our industry and specific drugs that we have received in recent years as a result of the efficiency of the process.
We're visiting with Dr. Kathy Simmons, DVM, Chief Veterinarian for NCBA. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.